Good morning and welcome to Learn for Life News, the second edition of our digital news for teachers in the morning. A little bit late today because we've been looking at the American elections. Well done, Barack Obama. Okay, we're looking at November the 7th, Wednesday, November the 7th, 2012. At Ideas Factory has asked me to include bit.ly links to all the links that I talk about in the program. It makes it easier for him to write down as he's listening. I don't know where he's listening, but that will be done from today. So I've been also sorting out all the logistics behind that. So we're going to start off. We have four sections in the podcast this morning. The first is looking at the ICT, computer science and digital literacy debate, and the draft programs of study that the different organizations are going to have to tackle and look at. Now, if you want a back end to the story, I think you should go along to the Royal Society site and have a look at their report that came out in 2010. All the links for this section are at bit.ly, that's bit.ly, bit.ly.com/bundles/ibeams/1. And I'll give you different URLs for each thing I talk about as a bit.ly as well. All the bundles will be included in a liquorize document at the end of the podcast, a video and an audio as we come on stream during the day. So, looking at the debate, one of the things to go to is the Shut Down or Restart Royal Society site, and that is bit.ly/Royal Society ICT, and that will give you a little background to what happened when Michael Gove disapplied the ICT POS. And this Royal Society report looks at the sort of different ways of thinking about digital literacy, ICT, and everything else. You really should have a look at that whole thing. It was published in, 2012. The evidence gathering was finished in 2010. Now, there are a number of organizations looking at this whole question, and we are coming up to the deadline for consultation on this. So I'll give you another couple of URLs. NACE are looking at this, and they are bit.ly, NACE ICT. Have a look at the NACE document on that. A very similar one will be the Computing at School, CAS. So that'll be bit.ly/comp.school. And two other documents that I think you should look at. There's a new Computing at School CAS community site. You have to join Computing at School because it really is, if you haven't joined it, a wonderful place for computer science, ICT, digital literacy. They're all discussed. It is an emphasis. There is an emphasis on computer science, but they are having an excellent debate down at the CAS community site, which is basically a notice board that informs you by email of all the different opinions of members. And they are discussing quite intensively at the moment the computer science, digital literacy, ICT debate. And that is bit.ly, CAS community, C-A-S community. Go and have a look at that. And lastly, for really detailed and granular information on how to feedback and all the different bits and bobs, I would recommend the Education Futures site, and that really is well worth put going along to. It's the ICT curriculum Ed Futures bit, and that is bit.ly Ed Future ICT. All those sites are under bit.ly.com/bundles/ibeams/1. You'll find a whole debate there to get your head round. And that those are the core sites where you can go and discuss with other people or look at the evidence so far or look at the granular information that people have been submitting. I really do recommend you go along there. Okay, the next section we're looking at are events. And this is bit.ly/bundles/ibeams/2. Now, one of the really interesting events coming up is and this is outside of the sphere, obviously, of ICT and digital literacy. This is an app workshop at the London Educational Games Meetup Group, which the hashtag is Leg Up, which is very good, capital L-E-G up. And that hashtag is quite funny looking at it now. I should imagine that's because Kirsten Campbell Howes is behind it. That's been held at 1KX on November the 14th of this month. And they're looking at a new format for this event. Rather than having talks from games designers or workshop designers, they're going to split the audience into a number of smaller groups and assign a facilitator to each group. I think it's well worth going. 7 p.m. Down in King's Cross, 1KX, and really do think about attending that. That's on Wednesday, November the 14th. That's next week. And you're going to have people, facilitators are Ian Willey from Aperta, makers of My Note Games, Kate Ho from Interface 3, makers of Talk Maths, Laurent Ahuro from Flash Apps. So get yourself along to that event, because the Leg Up group, London Educational Games Meetup group, is very interesting and well worth attending. It's a good night out. So bit.ly, London Ed Games. Okay, in this event section, you cannot fail to have noticed that the Mozilla Festival is going to begin from November the 9th to the 11th at near the O2 building down in Greenwich in Ravensbourne Art College. And it is well worth coming. I would look up bit.ly Mozilla Fest, and that will tell you all about the festival, the schedule, everything else. Lots and lots of stuff going on. Friday the 9th, Saturday the 10th, and Sunday the 11th of November. They're looking at things like building Mozilla audio and video on the web, some design challenges, coding for teens, hackable games, Hacktivate learning, making the web. This is where the informal meets the formal, meets the social, meets the corporate. And everyone has a massively mash-up time down at the by the O2 at Ravensbourne. Well worth going along to that. I think you have to pay a little fee. I can't see what that is at the moment, but go along and have a look at bit.ly/MozillaFest. Okay, the next, moving on quickly, very quickly, the next one I want to talk about is Tell AC UK. So we'll look at that now. If I can just pull it up on screen. Yeah, here we go. Tell ACK was on yesterday. Unfortunately, I didn't include it in the podcast. It's technology enhanced learning. And basically, it's Tell at the Royal Society, about 300 educators, students, policymakers, IT industry representatives, academics, and general public members will attend Tell's final dissemination event at the Royal Society. And it features demos of the 8 Tell projects, hardware and software, keynote from Minister of State, premiere of Tell commissioned film Inventing the Future of Learning, which is well worth watching, and all the other resources that are out there. It was, by all accounts, a really good conference. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to cover that. But if you go along to the Tell site, and it'll be bit.ly, Tell AC UK, T-E-L AC UK, or tel.ac.uk, you can read about it there. Next event is ongoing, and it's the MirandaNet International ICT Policy event that's going on for a few days. I would highly recommend you look at the archives of the stream and discussions. As always, MirandaNet has got a live event, a live discussion going on between people and educators and outside bodies, and that is bit.ly/MirandaNet. Really, really well worth having a look at that today if you've got a couple of minutes. The last event I want to talk about today is, that's it, basically. Those are the three, four events that you need to think about. See if you can get along. And you will find all those events and information under bit.ly/bundles/ibeams/2. Okay, in the next section, penultimate section of the broadcast this morning, you will find we're going to talk about several little really useful resources for teachers in class. I don't really like to give whole lists of resources out in this broadcast because you can find whole swathes of resources out there on the net. What I want to do is give value added to people who are listening in the morning before school or after school or during lunch break. Surprisingly, we've got a few people listening during lunch break. They must be masochistic in that sense. Anyway, if you're listening to this on headphones or on your phone, here are some really, really useful resources that I've come across in the last couple of days. If you are making resources for a flipped classroom or you're making any kind of video resource to show off to people, you need to go to Kathy Schrock's Guide to Everything and her screencasting ideas for the classroom. This probably is the ultimate screencasting site. There's a Screencasting Academy, Screencasting Wiki, all the different applications, Jing, Screencast-O-Matic, Screener. You'll find that at Schrock Screencast, S-C-H-R-O-C-K, Screencast. And that's after, obviously, the bit.ly URL. Well worth going along to see that. Absolutely comprehensive resource. Unbelievable. Now, the other resource is a very interesting one. It's 366Web20. And basically, Ian in Sheffield, on Twitter, Ian in Sheffield, has been creating this resource since the beginning of the year, and he's come up to 312 now, I should imagine. This particular resource is talking about Voki and how you can use it in the class. Basically, it's an audio boo and an exemplar of every single Web2 resource he has found on the web, and he's sort of put them from number 1 to 366, and he's on 311. Really worth going along. That's bit.ly/366web2. Ian's resource is brilliant. He's kept it up all year. Go and visit that. Have a look at them. They are excellent exemplars telling you how to use them and where to use them in the class. Okay. Another quick resource, a general one, is again the Guardian Teacher Network resource, How to Use Social Media in Schools, a guide to Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest. That's bit.ly social media in schools. That's a good one to have a look at. I'm sort of running as fast as I can now because time is running out. Another beautiful resource is an infographic. And I don't usually like infographics, especially if they have sort of information on them that is a bit dodgy and you don't know where it's come from. But this one is really good. It's bit.ly EdTech jargon, and it tells you all the different EdTech jargon nomenclature or stuff that you've got out there that people talk about. And as an example, if I can pull it up here, you can see the different names and definitions of EdTech jargon. You've got a cheat sheet. So you've got MOOC, gamification, virtual classroom, digital story learning, adaptive learning, blended learning, differentiated learning, ebooks, digital storytelling. A little definition of each one happily put in there. So that's another really good resource. And lastly, in this section, is how to use a Google Calendar in your school, which would be very useful to some people, I should imagine, within their schools. So how to set up a Google Calendar, the Educator's Guide to Google Calendar at the EduBlogger. And this is bit.ly/schools calendar. And that will tell you a few tips and tricks about how to stick it up. Intro to the calendar, Google Calendar for school, how to put it in a blog page, how to put it in your blog sidebar, intro to appointment slots, how to set up an appointment page, how to book an appointment, syncing to your Google Calendar. And then all the different ways that you can set it up within school and put your appointments in and use that in a very, very precise and easy way within your institution. Okay, that's that so far. And then we come to the last spot today. As usual, this is our glorious leader's spot, where we talk about how our glorious leader has been less than useful in his pursuit of total domination of the education space in this country. It's a TES article from their magazine on the 2nd, and it's talking about how doubt is cast on the international data he cited to drive reforms, the PISA study. And I like from this one report that Andrea Schleicher, the OECD official who runs PISA, told TES that the data used by Mr. Gove was a little bit dodgy. Okay, so there we go. The data underpinning the reforms and his reference to the PISA rankings are a little bit dodgy in the way he's used them, which, of course, is flagged up in the PISA document itself, saying that people shouldn't take the data in that way. But there we go. I hope that gives you inspiration for the day ahead, and I wish you all a really productive, useful day. Bye now.